Hi, this is a dictation for Sharika Hicks, Sharicka Hicks. Date of birth is 8/3/96. Date of accident is 10/24/2024. Date of service is 8/20/2025. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She initially was involved in an automobile accident where she was a passenger in the right rear, and she had no idea how she had the accident. She could not provide any further details. She passed out, and she has a poor memory. Police report and the pictures of the car never followed up. She, according to her, she started having severe headaches, which are mostly the front of the head, associated with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, and a pain syndrome affecting neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, both hands, and both feet, which became numb and tingling, including all toes or all fingers. Overall, these pains have continued without any major radiation except for right front thigh, where there is often some pain is radiated. The patient has had MRIs that were found positive for the physical findings, and accordingly, patient has been provided injections to the lumbar epidural times 4. That has brought her significant relief. Patient was saying that she could not lie on the floor where she sleeps, and hence she also has received facet joint injection. Today she reported that those facet joint injections fully brought tremendous relief. She could sleep on the floor. And her pain level is as follows. The neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain today is 7. Headaches are 7. Right shoulder pain is 7. She insists on having an MRI on the right shoulder as the pain is severe. And she's not been able to lift the shoulder beyond 100 degrees. Cannot do any heavy work. Overall, the pain is between 7 and 8. ADS are 7. And 70% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues. And substance abuse as well as the compliance history. Physical examination is blood pressure 137 over 85, pulse 56, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will actually remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 8/9/2025, dictation number 0811-029. In the plan, after reviewing the maps for the patient, we have provided Narco 10 mg 325, one pill a day for 30 days, 30 tablets. Prednisone 10 mg was provided for enhancing further healing. Mobic 7.5 mg. Once a day for anti-inflammatory. Protonix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax, 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Zoloft, 50 mg a day for anti-anxiety and depression. And she reported lidocaine is also provided for topical pain relief. Physical therapy 2 times a week to the neck, lower back, the shoulder area, to the left, and traction massage. Chiropractic care has been ordered. Patient is allowed to work on the light duty 8 hours, 5 days for 0 pound lifting limit. MRI of the left shoulder is ordered. MRI of the cervical spine shows a disc bulge at cervical C2, C3, C5, 6, C6, 7, compressing C6 and C7 nerve root on the left. In addition, patient has issues with the lumbar spine as follows. L4, L5, disc bulge, L5, S1, disc bulge, affecting L4, L5 nerve roots bilaterally. In addition, patient has a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1. Patient has been scheduled for a repeat facet joint injections in the area along with median branch block and she'll continue all her medications. Thank you.